Please rise for a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the work of our triune God among our church, Peace Lutheran Church, and among all people in the Holy Christian Church, that Jesus would be the one upon whom all eyes are fixed and in whom we see all the scriptures find their fulfillment. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For the deepening of relationships within our ministry partners, especially compassion ministries, that the needs of people would be met and that Jesus would be glorified in all that is accomplished. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For each member of the body of Christ, the church, that all of God's children would identify and put to use their God-given talents, and that no members of the body would see themselves as insignificant or unneeded or unseen, but rather find their place of joyful service to Jesus and to one another. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For those who are shut in and homebound, hospitalized and undergoing treatment, awaiting surgery and recovering from procedures. Lord, today we uplift Brad. We know that you've seen him. We know that he is your child. See him today. Give health to his body and restoration from surgery just last night. And we do pray for recovery in the days and weeks ahead. Guard the Holesto family as they wait for that time. Lord, for the family of Jenny Held as they mourn her death this last Tuesday, That message that believing brings sight would be one that is held deeply in their heart. And Lord, we pray for Wally specifically, that he would feel your presence each day. Lord, for the family of Alexandria as they mourn her sudden and untimely death this last week, that you would see them too, and so that they would know that someone does know their pain and their sorrow in this sad time. Lord, for the Ramirez and Perez family that lost many of their belongings in the fire in Philomath just this last week, that you would see them and that they would know that you see them and that you would supply what is lacking in their life, physical needs, but also spiritual needs too, Lord, with connections in this community. And for those as well that we name in our prayers, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Karen, Mike, Paul, Susan, Jimmy, Jill, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Oscar, Mal, Aaron and Mara, Glenn, Tim, Kathy, Maggie, Marion, and Janet. Lord, we pray that our merciful Lord would fill them with the healing and peace that comes from his mighty presence in their lives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For these petitions and all others we silently carry before the Lord in our minds and hearts, that our faithful Father would hear and answer our prayers in the name of the one who stands among us and fulfills God's word in our hearing, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. Amen.